Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, the Jimmy Durante Show.
Ink, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee. Oh, what a tune! Ink, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee.
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Arthur Treacher, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, our Rexall sportscaster Tommy Harmon, yours truly Howard Petrie, and our special guest tonight, Mr. Boris Karloff. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
You've got to start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better.
Как люблю Днепр строй, пристрастный понедельник воскресенье, признает, как люблю.
That was General Marshall putting a bee in Stalin's bonnet.
Oh, gosh, Jim, that General Marshall is really a great man, isn't he?
Yes, Howard, and since I helped him out with the Marshall Plan, I'm looking forward to big things. If he doesn't offer me a position on his staff, I'm going to feel robbed.
Robbed! Robbed! You weren't robbed! I was robbed, do you hear? I was robbed! Robbed!
Poor Walcott. He's been that way ever since he fought Joe Louis. But enough of these trivialities, Howard. I've finally come up with a stupendous idea for my political career. I'm forming my own political party, and I'm going to call it the Democrat, Republican, Socialist, Liberal, Labor Party.
You're going to call it the Democrat, Republican, Socialist, Liberal, Labor Party?
That's right. I ain't mad at nobody. But Howard, the platform in my party is to give the country the new look, an all-woman government.
An all-woman government?
Yes. The president would be Hedy Lamarr. The vice president, Greer Garson. The Secretary of the Interior, Esther Williams. And the Secretary of State, Durante.
Oh, but Jimmy, with Hedy Lamarr, Greer Garson, and Esther Williams, why do they want Durante?
They feel the need of a pretty face. Most people's beauty is only skin deep, but mine has bones in it.
Well, Jimmy, how did the political leaders feel about your plan to put women in the government?
They were dubious, but wanting to feel the pulse of the average housewife, I went up to a house and knocked on the door. Good morning, madam.
Hello.
You look like an average housewife. Tell me, madam. That must be a misprint. You look like an average housewife. Tell me, madam, what's your name?
Oh, no.
Your name is Ono?
Yes. When I was born, my father took one look at me and said...
Oh, no.
Well, tell me, little lady, how do you feel about having a woman president?
Well, I think I can tell you about it in this little poem. When it comes to a woman president, my feelings I must yell, just like the hem on the new-look skirt.
I'm feeling mighty low.
You know, that guy's tonsils are marked his and hers.
Well, Jimmy, is that as far as you went with your survey?
No, Howard. From there, I went to...
Oh, there you are, Mr. Durante. The very man I wanted to see.
You'll have to find your own way out, folks. She just inhaled three of the ushers.
And I aim to be the candidate. I'm from the beautiful state of Arkansas. Shaw.
Please don't get that saw close so close to my nose.
Oh, sorry, Possum Snoot. You know, I've been so sure I'll be elected president, I've even written a campaign song. Oh, I'll be coming around the White House when I come. I'll be coming around the White House when I come. I'll be coming around.
Somebody set the bear trap. I think we can catch her the next time around.
Badger Beak, are you going to make me president?
Please, madam, I don't think you're fitted for the presidency. You got to be a man of distinction like Durante. You wouldn't know what you would know about these things, madam, but let me tell you what I mean. Now, feeling kind of dapper in my newest creation, I stepped out for a promenade, swinging my Malacca umbrella nonchalantly. I went strolling down the boulevard. Now, I knew I was creating a sensation and giving the pedestrians a treat. Why? Because children pointed and people stared. They had never seen open-toed sneakers with the cuticles painted. But as I stepped into my town and country jeep, who do you think I meet? Lady Sussex? No. Countess Carruthers? No. Rooster Head McGinty? Definitely not. It was Hedda Hopper, a Hollywood columnist. I can visualize her daily column saying, quote, "Scene of the Pismo Beach Clam House was Jimmy Durante, wearing a two-tone striped herringbone suit with the herring removed. And in his notch lapel, Durante was wearing a red carnation for a boutonniere. And setting off his Windsor tie was his tan reverse calf skin shoes. At last, a doubt menu has been scuttled." Unquote. As we greeted each other effusively, I took Hedda by the arm. While I complimented her on her attire, my clothes I waited for her to admire. And I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited. Why, the styles changed 3 times while I was waiting. Finally, she said, "Jimmy, you don't belong. You're all wrong. In other words, I'm a fugitive. A fugitive from Esquire. What a blow." Ignored, harassed, shunned by those in the know. At the best resorts, they criticized my long underwear. And hint, I should wear tailored precision shorts with cross ventilation. But what would that get me? Pneumonia. Last summer, I was invited to the Harvard Regatta aboard Vanderbilt's yacht. I came in my new bathing suit. And what happened? I was the subject of malicious gossip. You see, my trunks fitted all right, but my halter kept slipping off my shoulder. Now, is that any reason for the captain to give each sailor an oar and say, "Mr. Durante, you're not wanted. The dinghy will take you ashore"? Snubbed by the Harvard Regatta, me, Durante the dilettante. They claimed I should have worn a double-breasted marine blue flannel blazer with brass buttons, white cricket cloth slacks, ribbon-shaped bow tie, Nassau coat and a straw hat with club band, and white buckskin unlined shoes with red rubber soles and heels, and laces to match. What the heck am I, a man or a peacock? That's why I'm a fugitive from Esquire. I'm just a shattered, I'm just a broken, I'm just a shattered, broken fashion plate.
If you want to be sure that the crime is pure when you ask for a drug reparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign, a Rexall identification.
Did you know that more than 2,000 different drug products carry the name Rexall? That's a big family indeed, and a highly respected one, too. For in millions of American homes, the familiar name Rexall has come to mean the utmost in quality, purity, and reliability. So, for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall. Have confidence in what that name means. Quality, purity, and reliability in drug products. Get them at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug needs.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign, a Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now, folks, we find Jimmy Durante at home with his man, Treacher. And later on, Lana Turner is coming over, and I'm going to meet her. And she'll squeeze me in her arms and kiss me and kiss me and kiss me and kiss me. That last part isn't really true, folks, but I get so tired of just reading what's on the paper. But anyway, here's Arthur and Jimmy at home.
Oh, I say, Mr. Durante, sir, I just wanted to tell you I've arranged your library just the way you wanted it, sir.
Thank you, Treacher. When it comes to housekeeping, and the words of a great statesman, you are equivocally and indubitably kiskernan in your precociousness ratio in non-compassmentis practice.
Why, sir, those are the words of Patrick Henry.
I hope he had them insured. I mangled them up quite badly. But tell me, Treacher, did the mail come yet?
Yes, sir, I have a letter for you right here.
Let's have it. Why, this is stupendous. Listen to this. I've been chosen the most popular singer on the air by that disc jockey, Happy Sam, the record man.
Oh, congratulations, sir. I think you should know, you know, I sing a bit myself.
You do?
Oh, yes, surely you've heard my great number. You know, the one called When It's Strawberry Time in Normandy, I'll Come Home and Get Rash With You. Oh, I say. You know, I've got a million of them, a million of them.
Please, Treacher, Leo DeRocher went back to the Dodgers in Brooklyn. Can't you think of a place?
Oh, but, sir, you know, you're not giving me a chance. I have one cowboy number. Well, it's really jolly well Rip Tooting.
Oh, yes.
Would you help me do it?
I'd be glad, Sir Treacher.
Oh, good, sir. And if you'll pardon the expression, yippee. Well, here we go. He always sings.
What does he sing?
Raggedy music to the kettle as he swings.
Where does he swing?
Back and forwards in his kettle on a horse.
What kind of a horse?
That is syncopated, gated, and for such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run.
When do they run?
When they hear that fellow's gun, because the Western folks all know.
What do they know?
That he is a highfalutin, shooting son of a gun from Arizona.
Ragtime cowboys.
Ragtime
cowboys.
Ragtime cowboys. With mashed potatoes.
Ragtime cowboys, yo!
Well, sir, well, what did you think, sir?
Treacher, your singing could make you another Miss Hush.
Oh, but Miss Hush is off the air and will never be heard from again.
This boy cashes on fast. But I haven't got time for idle banter. I've got to get over to the radio station and get my award from Happy Sam, the record man. See you later, Treacher.
Yes, sir.
This is Happy Stan's studio. He's already on the air. I'd better go right in.
Yes, kiddies, this is Happy Sam, the record man, brought by you with the makers of the Q-Pub Beauty Cream Pickle It.
How do you like that? Happy Sam is Boris Karloff.
Girls, are you neglected? Do you have a winning smile and a losing face? When you walk into a room, do mice jump up on chairs? Then there's only one solution for your face. Pickle It, the cucumber beauty cream. And now, Pickle It is proud to present our guest, the winner of the Happy Sam Popularity Award, Jimmy Durante.
In person? Thank you, Happy Sam, and I'm very happy about the results of the jukebox poll. And I especially want to thank the inhabitants of Seattle, the home of the fishing industry, who gave me over 7 million votes.
7 million votes? But, Jimmy, Seattle only has a population of 400,000.
I know, but the salmon are my strongest supporters.
Well, Jimmy,
you should have seen those salmon fighting their way out of cans to put their nickels in jukeboxes.
Thanks a million for being my guest, Jimmy. And before you go, here's a jar of my cucumber beauty cream.
Thanks very much. I have a cucumber at home that's suffering from warts.
Now, Jimmy, will you join me in my sponsor's theme song?
I'd be happy to.
Use pickle it, cucumber beauty cream. You'll make the Notre Dame football team. With all Americans, you will click, and your face won't look like it blocked a kick.
Pickle it, pickle it, row, row, row.
This is station KLCB, Los Angeles. Okay, fellas, we're off the air.
I could have taken that song four keys higher. Boris, Boris, it was a pleasure being on your program. But I just can't get accustomed to you being Happy Sam the disc jockey.
Oh, I love it, Jim. It's so much more fun than those soap operas they wanted me to play in.
They wanted you, Boris Karloff, to play in soap operas?
Oh, yes. They had several lined up for me. John's Other Head. One Man's Funeral. Just Plain Bilious. Lum and Abnormal. And Phil's Italian is all ghoul orchestra.
Featuring Evelyn and her magic shovel, no doubt.
Oh, Jimmy, don't say things like that.
I'm not a horror man. I'm a gentle soul. I hate horror. But nobody believes me. Nobody believes me.
What? Why, Boris, you're crying.
Oh, it's nothing.
I know, but it's putting out my cigar.
Look, Jimmy, why don't you come out and spend the weekend with me at my country house, Happy Hollow, and see what a quiet, peaceful life I lead?
You can count on me, Boris. I'll be at Happy Hollow tonight.
Well, here I am, Mr. Karloff.
Ah, Peggy Lee, Mr. Durante. You know Miss Lee?
Why, sure. I ruined many a thumbnail open pistachio nuts for Peggy.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. Oh, Mr. Karloff, it's such a thrill meeting you in person like this. I adored you in the picture of the Batman, and I worshipped you in the Catman, and I just loved you in the Fat Man.
Save some of your affection for me, Peggy. My next picture is the Schnoz Man.
Well, now, chick, you haven't forgotten you're going to beat out a little solid jive on my jump session tomorrow.
Oh, no, Potato. I'll bury you now and dig you later. I'm laying it down. Are you picking it up?
Oh, I dig you, Peggy. I dig you.
How do you like that? It's Mr. and Mrs. Digger O'Dell. See, Peggy, while I pack my hair coilers for my weekend at Happy Hollow.
There'll be a change in the weather and a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'll even change the way I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Here's a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
How much is a microgram? 1/30 millionth of an ounce. 1/480 millionth of a pound. It's impossible to imagine anything as light or as small as that, isn't it? And yet, in the great Rexall Control Laboratories, these microscopic measurements are made every day in the analysis of drugs and drug products. Accuracy to the 30 millionth part of an ounce. That gives you some idea of the scientific control that lies behind every Rexall product you buy, of the care and precision with which all Rexall drug products are made. You can always depend on any product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the
Rexall sign, a Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Snodgrass.
Yes, master.
The situation is desperate. I've got to marry off my ward Gwendolyn tonight.
Who is the handsome suitor this time, master?
Jimmy Durante.
We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel now, aren't we?
Now then, when Mr. Durante arrives, I want you to put him in the bedroom in the south wing.
The bedroom in the south wing, but the vulture is staying there, sir.
That's quite all right. The room has twin beds. On second thoughts, take the vulture out. We mustn't let Mr. Durante suspect what we are really like, must we, Snodgrass?
No, sir.
Compose yourself, Snodgrass. When you get excited, your horns protrude through your toupee. There's our guest now. Show him in.
I beg your pardon. Is this Happy Hollow?
Yes, come in. May I help you off with your head, sir?
What?
I mean your hat, sir.
Snodgrass, you may go now. Welcome to Happy Hollow, Jimmy. Come, we'll sit by the fire and chat.
Ah, that sounds cozy.
Awfully glad you can make it, Jimmy, especially today. It's my birthday.
Congratulations, Boris. And may I say that you don't look it?
Thank you. You know, when I came down to breakfast this morning, I got such a surprise. I found 8 candles in my oatmeal. Gee, they were good. But now I've got heartburn.
Maybe you should have blown them out first.
Perhaps. But it's so peaceful here at Happy Hollow, so quiet, so serene.
Oh, please, put on that knife!
Shut up, I'm going to let you have it!
What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
This kid needs a new battery for his ear trumpet.
Come, Jimmy, I'll show you to your room. Hold this candle. Here we are.
There's somebody in this room. He blew out my candle.
Silly boy, it was just the wind.
That's the first wind I ever met that eats onions.
Wait here, Jimmy. I'll get another candle.
It's so dark in here, I can't see the end of my nose. Come to think of it, I can't do that in daylight either.
Listen to me.
Who's that?
It is I, Snodgrass. I came to warn you. Tonight, when you're lying in bed, if a stranger approaches with a long knife and offers to cut your throat...
Yes?
Refuse him.
I wish I had on my gay-colored shorts. This place is scaring the pants off me.
Here, James, I brought a fresh candle.
Look, Boris, I don't like to complain. You've been so hostile. But I've been hearing strange... Look, Boris, I don't like to complain. You've been so hostile. But I've been hearing strange sounds.
Nonsense. There are no strange sounds. Come in. Ah, Gwendolyn. Allow me to present Mr. James Durante.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Ooh, a man. A whole man.
What was she expecting? 2 halves?
Oh, I think you're cute. Do you like to hold hands?
Yes, I love to hold hands.
Good. I have a whole trunk full of them in the attic.
This must be the lady with 29 palms.
Oh, kiss me, my husband-to-be.
Please, please, madam, please. Your demonstrations of ocularity dexterity puts me in a receptive mood for convolutively bliss.
Oh, goody. Then you want to marry me.
If that's what I said, I retract the statement.
Don't be hasty, James. That's what I brought you here for, to marry Gwendolyn.
Me marry Gwendolyn? That's very funny.
So you think we are joking, my big-nosed friend? Well, after all, you're new here.
Does anybody ever get old here?
You'll find out. Show him, Snodgrass.
Ouch! Snodgrass! You're hitting my wrist. Help! Police!
I say, Mr. Durante, sir, wake up! Wake up!
Help! Treacher, get the police. Call the fire department. Treacher, do something. Tracy, you?
Yes, sir. Wake up, sir. You seem to be having a terrible nightmare.
Nightmare?
Yes, sir. And you'd better hurry, you know. You're late for your weekend at Happy Hollow with Happy Sam Karloff.
That's right. I'd better get going. See you later, Tracy. What a lovely place Karloff has here. I'll ring the bell. Silly nightmare I had. Imagine me dreaming those horrible dreams about a gentle guy like Karloff. Hello, Boris. So this is Happy Hollow.
Yes, come in, Jimmy. Come in and let me help you off with your head.
How do you like that? My nightmare has been transcribed to a more convenient time.
This is Howard Petrie again with a Rexall reminder for the Christmas season now at hand. This is the time of year when your Rexall druggist steps out of his traditional role and plays Santa Claus for millions of busy Christmas shoppers. Your Rexall drugstore is your most convenient Christmas shopping center with hundreds of different and original gifts. For that most important lady of all, see the exquisitely beautiful Caranome gift set sold only at Rexall drugstores. No woman could resist a colorful set of Caranome lipsticks with matching rouge, or a lovely box of Caranome face powder and Caranome perfume. Make your Rexall drugstore gift headquarters for all your Christmas shopping this year.
Touché, Professor Petrie, and I'd like to add, I do my Christmas shopping at a Rexall store. What I want, they got, and a furthermore. Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How do you do? Boris Karloff for coming over tonight. And next week, folks, Victor Moore will pay us another visit. Folks, this is the time of the year when I know you all want to buy Christmas seals. All I can say is that the need is greater than it's ever been. So let's buy more than our share. It'll be appreciated. And now here's Tommy Harmon, famous player of the Los Angeles Rams. Tommy, tell us what goes with the football situation this week.
Well, Jimmy, our regular football schedule has run out, so we'll have to look to January 1st for our Rexall football game this week. The Rose Bowl at Pasadena has lined up what should be a football natural. This game will be surrounded with all the color and pageantry of the Rose Parade. The University of Michigan and the University of Southern California are opponents for the day. Michigan, winner of the Big Nine Championship, is regarded by many as one of the best teams in the nation. Led by Bob Chapius and Bump Elliott, the Maize and Blue Warriors are undefeated this year. At Michigan, Coach Fritz Kreister has molded one of the nation's most powerful 11s using a single-wing formation. On the other hand, Southern California possesses one of the country's best T formation outfits. So on New Year's Day, take your pick, the single wing or the T. As for me, well, I've been taught to respect my teachers, and that means Fritz Kreister of Michigan. I expect to hear Hail to the Victors played over and over on the eve of January 1st in honor of Michigan's Wiley Wolverines, who should claw their way to a Rose Bowl victory, and in so doing will add the Trojans of Troy to their long victory list of 1947.
Rexall for tonight, folks. From Arthur Treacher, Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy, yours truly, Howard Petrie.
And Jimmy Durante, who would like to ask, has anybody here seen Mrs. Calabash? Wherever she is, won't you let me know? Has anybody here seen Mrs. Calabash? I'll give the world just to say hello. Let me describe her.
Sorry, Jimmy, I hate to break in, but time's up.
Everybody wants to get into the act.
This program was produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Boris Karloff can currently be seen as one of the stars in the Paramount Cecil B. DeMille production, Unconquered. Good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.